And welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for May 1996. I'm Fred Vobey here in the Sheet Rock Announce booth, and we didn't have time on side one of the tape to give you all our address information because we just had a lot of material to cover between the three J's. So, tell you what, let's do it right now. And if you think you've heard all this address information, please take the time to listen to it again because we do have some changes in our addresses and also in our phone numbers, and you might want to take and write this stuff down because we won't really cover it in detail on future editions. So make sure you have this right, perhaps save you an incorrect long-distance call here in the near future. First of all, if you'd like to write to us, our address is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, that's spelled L-I-M-A, Ohio, 45802-5031. If you are sending a large box of some sort, or perhaps a overnight or priority mail letter, and you want to get it here to the studio, our address is Great Northern Broadcast Company, 706 McKenzie, that's spelled M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, in Lima, L-I-M-A, Ohio, 45805-1835. Our office number is now 419-228-4199. The voicemail system will soon be going away. If we're not in, we'll just have a simple answering machine on that number, but be sure not to call that for musings or anything else, like to listen to the subscriber information, because the voicemail system will be going away. The new Musings to the Members line is 419-224-1609. That's 419-224-1609. The fax number is 419-221-1609. So keep those straight. Fax 419-221-1609. Musings 419-224-1609. If you would like to write us via email, our email address on the internet is gnbc@alpha.wcoil, that's WCOIL.com. And we're also on FidoNet. Our username is Fred Vobey, V-O-B-B-E, and our address is 1:234/16, and we get mail in the broadcast and FCC conferences. If you'd like to take a look at our webpage on the internet, you can access that at http://wcoil.com:80/tilde, that's a little mark just to the left of the 1 GNBC/. If you're driving through Lima and you're an amateur radio operator and you have access to UHF or 6 meter FM, you might want to try giving me a call on the amateur radio repeater that I have here. It's under my call sign of KB8BMQ, Kilo Bravo 8, Bravo Mike Quebec, or if you want to show your disdain for baseball, you can say, keep baseball's 8 biggest managers quiet. Either one. The repeaters are on frequencies of 443-625 with the transmit, your transmit that is, 5 megahertz up, PL tone of 110.9. The other repeater, which is linked to the UHF, is on 6 meters and it is 53.63 megahertz. Transmit is 1 megahertz down with no PL. Well, with that all out of the way, let's get into some quick news and notes before we slap that gray-headed kid on the top of his head and tell him to do a market scope. How about conventions? The International Radio Club of America will be holding its 1996 convention July 19th through the 21st in Ocala, Florida. Lee Freshwater will be hosting the convention. We don't have any details as of yet, but for more information, you can write to Lee at 414 Southeast 3rd Street, Ocala, Florida, 34471. The WTFDA, which is the Television and FM DXers Club, is going to have their annual convention, and it will be held August 9th through the 11th in Estes Park, Colorado, at the Dripping Springs Bed and Breakfast and Cabins. Host will be Jim Thomas, and he'll be glad to send you an informational packet for $10. You can write to Jim at 4437 South Stover, Apartment 3, Fort Collins, Colorado, 80525. Convention registration fee is $5. The banquet is $12.50, and cabin rates run from $74 to $89 for two and $95 for three per cabin. The National Radio Club, of course, will be hosted over Labor Day weekend, August 30th, 31st, September 1st, and 2nd. And it will be held in Knoxville, Tennessee, and your convention host will be Steve Francis. We'll have more details on the next edition of the DX Audio Service on the convention. And finally, for those of you that like to plan way ahead, the GroveCom Expo 96 is scheduled for October 18th through the 20th in Atlanta, Georgia. You can get more details by visiting the Grove homepage on the internet at http://www.grove.net/hmpgexpo.html, or you can send them email to expo96, that's expo96@grove.net, or by calling them at 1-800-438-8155, or sending them a fax at 1-704-837-2216, or just by writing them. Gee, do they still use that? At Post Office Box 98, Brasstown, North Carolina, 28902. And with that, let's turn it over to a guy that was known on Top 40 Radio as Chuck Rivers, but ever since then, he's been going by Phil Wayne.
Marketscope. Here's Phil Wayne.
Thank you, Fred, and hello, friends of radio. Welcome to Marketscope. As you may expect, May's Marketscope picks up where we left off 8 weeks ago, so it's on Wisconsin. Plunge right through that dial as we look at radio in the middle of the land of the great milkshakes.
You're in the middle of another 50-minute music hour. Central Wisconsin's variety station, 98 WSBT, Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids and Marshfield.
WSBT.
WSBT was superstars of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and more variety in the workplace. 2:11, along with Nancy Zag and Firehouse.
WSBT realizes your workday can be hectic, so we keep the music rolling in long sets with 50 minutes of music every hour, and we don't repeat any song weekdays 9 to 5. The perfect choice for work. 98 WSBT.
WSBT was superstars of the 70s, 80s, and 90s in the middle of a 50-minute music hour. Rain just won't let up. Cloudy, and we'll see the rain continue probably until tomorrow afternoon. Then it's going to switch over to snow. How nice. Temps steady in the low 40s tonight, and we'll see the temps falling into the 30s by late tomorrow afternoon. Right now, 43 in central Wisconsin. Here's Selena and I Could Fall in Love. WSBT was superstars of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and your best choice at work. New from Madonna, this is called You'll See.
WIFC, 442, playing the new one from Whitney Houston. It's called Exhale.
Everyone falls.
I feel so high.
95.5 WIFC. Nobody plays more music. It's 4:49. Aaron Michaels behind the microphone. And my guess is you're going to be behind a steering wheel in just moments. Give you some great music to drive home with today. Gin Blossoms, Lisa Love and Nine Stories. Also, Janet Jackson on the way. A new one from Edwin Collins. We'll get you your news and get you back to the music in seconds.
I'm Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
95.5 WIFC News Minute brought to you by North Central Technical College. At 4:54, getting back to it with Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories.
We play the hits. Nova plays more music. 95.5 WIFC.
WIFC just past 5 o'clock with Aaron Michaels. You know the story about the little piggies. One little piggy had roast beef. Another one went wee, wee, wee all the way home. This little piggy's playing the hits for you. Jackson, Clapton, and Etheridge this hour. Now punch out and drive home with Seal.
WIFC.
Yeah, that's when the music stops. That's usually the end, Janet. 95.5 WIFC, playing the best new music from Bonnie Raitt and Brian Adams, Rocksteady.
You need a man that'll treat you like a woman.
95.5 WIFC. Nobody plays more music. Best new music from Edwin Collins. It's called A Girl Like You. 5:20 with Aaron Michaels. You know, normally I would stop the music here, but I don't feel like it, so we're not going to. I'll just tell you what your weather forecast is, and we'll keep playing the music. Yeah, funny how that works, huh? Mostly cloudy, cold tonight. Chance of some snow showers. Overnight low near 20. Then for Friday, cloudy, cold. Chance of some snow showers again. 32 the expected high tomorrow. Saturday, partly cloudy, still cold. High only up near 32 for Saturday as well. Right now, sun pretty much down, 34 in downtown Wausau, WIFC.
I've walked these streets.
104.1 FM, WMZK, Merrill, Wausau. Now, another hour of the best rock and roll classics. Carefully mixed with just the right new rock. Central Wisconsin's new rock and roll mix is on Z104. Rock and roll mix. It's Z104 Blues Traveler. A song called Hook, the Allman Brothers Band, to get them Statesboro Blues in front of that. 10 after 7, Jim Beam of El Tapatio, 280 Grand Avenue in Schofield. 713 at Z104. Looking like our high today is going to hit 27, says the Z104 forecast. But snow moving in late tonight. We'll get some snow tomorrow. We're at 14 degrees right now. Riding the elevator from hell, $5 gift certificate up for grabs from El Tapatio. Here is your clue this morning for the El from Hell. There you have it, SOCOM Cellular. It's a free call. It's star 104, U.S. Cellular. Use pound 104 or 536-6262. Ride the elevator from hell this morning on Z104. Z104, the new rock and roll mix. That's what our clue in the All from Hell sounds like this morning. Let's go to the phone. Hi, what do you think?
It's you too.
Yeah, what's the name of the song?
One Love.
Yeah, how about just one?
One.
Yeah, one. That is you too with one. What's your name?
Mike.
Mike, congratulations. $5 gift certificate to El Tapatio, which yours, your winner from Z104.
Hey, Margaritaville.
Great cup.
Hockley, FM 102, WDEZ. You think we got weather problems? How about Tracy Lawrence, Texas Tornado? 10 minutes this side of 1 o'clock. This is Lou Stewart. And coming up, another 10 in a row. Going to kick it off with Brooks and Dunn. Along the way, an all-time favorite from Holly Dunn. Got some Wade Hayes, and Mary Chapin Carpenter, Sawyer Brown, and tacked right on the end of your 10 in a row, Tim McGraw, and the brand new one from Reba McEntire. It's 10 great country songs in a row, back-to-back. Coming up here on FM 102 WDEZ. And after you get done slaving all day over what it is you slave over, you deserve something extra special for your drive home. So why not treat yourself to the Miller Beer Big Sky 5 o'clock traffic jam each and every weekday right here on Great Country WDEZ.
Imagine this.
Here it comes, another 10 in a row, FM 102.
FM 102, WDEZ, Wausau, Stevens Point, and Wisconsin Rapids, where 10 in a row rolls on.
Great Country, FM 102, WDEZ at 106. That's Lone Star with Tequila Talking. This is Lou Stewart. You know, it's really not brain surgery. You just take 10 great country songs and roll them back to back every hour after the morning show. That's what we do here on WDEZ. Here's Barry Chapin Carpenter.
I could walk.
Great Country.
Back to back, FM 102.
Country, FM 102, WDEZ, and it was just announced a few days ago that this guy's been locked in as part of the Sunday lineup at this summer's Hodag Country Music Festival in Rhinelander. Here's Tim McGraw, and not a moment too soon.
I was standing.
Great Country, FM 102, WDEZ, and if you remember the Lee Greenwood version of that song from 1982, give yourself a cookie. It's Reba McEntire's new one, Ring on Her Finger and Time on Her Hands. It's 126. This is Lou Stewart. Sean Cronin's Doppler 9 forecast is straight ahead. Follow that up with the latest from Alan Jackson.
We are.
I, for one, will not miss it.
Central Wisconsin
This is Lou Stewart sharing part of your day, and it looks like things have calmed down at the moment, but Sean Cronin's Doppler 9 forecast calling for the snow to redevelop. Don't be surprised if it's mixed with some rain, freezing rain, and a high today near 37 degrees. And once we hit that, it'll be pretty much steady as she goes in the temperature department overnight. Rain likely. Rain likely early tomorrow, possibly becoming snow. Look for a high of 44, then slowly falling temperatures through the day. It's 26 in Wausau, WDEZ with Alan Jackson. Great Country, FM 102, WDEZ. Good afternoon, it's 1:36. Here's Brian White's latest. It's called Rebecca Lynn.
And Great Country, FM 102, WDEZ. We play the most music back to back. 10 in a row, all day. While you're at work, when you're on your way home, and all night long. When you want to listen longer to Central Wisconsin's most nonstop country, tune us in and lock us in. FM 102, WDEZ.
Good times, great oldies, 94.7 WOFMO, a little Elvis to warm you up on a rainy day. This is Sandy Lynn and Cafe Oldies. Let's do lunchtime once again to award some great KFC chicken to another workplace. Drum roll, please. Which one should we take out of all the many faxes? That one here. It is the Good Samaritan Health Center of Merrill, Wisconsin. Going to get great KFC chicken next week, Wednesday. Thank you to everybody who faxed us. Final requests coming up. Supremes kicking off 12 in a row next on WOFM. WOFM, Mosinee, Wausau, and on 102.9 W275 AC Wausau.
Need a truck?
Wausau.
Central Wisconsin weather.
Central Wisconsin's most accurate forecast from the National Weather Service this hour, brought to you by Decker Lumber. And a drizzly one it is for the afternoon. Periods of light rain as well, high all the way to 46 tonight. Rain likely, low 41. Another wet one tomorrow, cloudy, good chance of rain, high to 48. 39 right now at Central Wisconsin's home for good times and great oldies.
WOFM.
Wausau, Danawa.
When you're hearing Good Time Oldies, you're listening to 94.7 WOFM.
Hi, this is Dave Murphy from the WOFM Breakfast Club. Tune in tomorrow morning for more good times and great oldies. Tom King has had his stomach pumped from that overdose of candy corn and Reese's Cups he pigged out on Halloween. So we'll be back together for all kinds of fun tomorrow. Listen for that morning mystery oldie at 7:10. The winner is going to qualify for a 1 out of 3 chance to win tickets to the Packers-Vikings game Sunday in Minneapolis. Tune it in. It's the Breakfast Club. The fun starts bright and early tomorrow morning at 5:30.
Dave and Tom in the morning, the Breakfast Club, WOFM.
WOFM, with the most music as we roll through 12 good time oldies in a row on 94.7 WOFM.
Hey there, 1 o'clock. This is Sandy Lynn just getting started on 12 more good time oldies in a row. Stay with us. You won't want to miss Neil Diamond, Trogs 2, Shadows of Night next.
94.7 WOFM. Good time oldies. WOFM.
I took my troubles down to Madam Rue.
Central Wisconsin's home for good times and great oldies. 94.7 WOFM. Here's Neil Diamond.
Feel good. Make sure you set button number 1 for good times and great oldies. 94.7 WOFM.
Our sincere appreciation goes to Mark Erdman for all his air checking talents. This is Phil Wade, returning on your next cassette to finish our look at Central Wisconsin Radio. Next, with thoughtful insight into the evolution of broadcasting through a historical perspective, is John Bowker.
Historical moments in radio, stories of the rich and exciting past on the AM radio dial, and today I'm delighted to bring you the latest news from the 1950 edition of the Broadcasting Magazine Yearbook. Now, for many years, including 1950, the industry anxiously awaited the publication of this Bible of broadcasting. Some 544 pages, measuring 9 by 12 inches, incidentally, of valued information on all aspects of radio and TV broadcasting. Now, let's see as we flip through it here. Just after a few pages of index and ads by station representatives, we come to the United States Steel page, and they confirm they will continue to sponsor the United States Steel Theater Guild of the Air, featuring top actors and actresses from the stage and screen who broadcast fine drama each week over the 164 radio stations of the National Broadcasting Company. Now, let's see. Just beyond that, a two-page ad of analysis points out that in all of advertising, there is one medium where one advertiser reaches over half the population of the United States with one program, and that program is on the CBS radio network. And I kid you not, it doesn't say what the program is. And then after we come to 400 pages of ads from radio stations. And the first one right here is WBOC, dominating Maryland's second market. Ideal, they point out, as a test market along the eastern shore of Virginia, the eastern shore of Maryland, and southern Delaware. Next is WMBI, now 24 years old, with AM and FM, a pioneer Christian station originating 250 programs each week. Well, as we flip through more pages of the yearbook, we find full-page ads with lots of artwork. WJAS loves Columbia, it says here, and Pittsburgh loves WJAS. It's a full-page ad. Here's Cleveland's OK station, WDOK, a new voice in northern Ohio at 1260 kilocycles. Well, here's a beauty. WHAM covers 17 counties with a primary signal, and its new sister station, WHAM-TV, is affiliated with all four TV networks.
Hey, you know, I bet you can't name the four national TV networks. 1950. But at the end of this program, I will tell you what they were, okay? You know, I'm real glad I wasn't the program director at WHAM-TV in 1950 who had to decide which programs to carry and then probably to answer hundreds of complaints about not carrying all the other programs that they, you know. Here's another radio ad. WLW reached 4 out of 5 radio homes each day in those parts of 7 states that lie within 200 miles of Cincinnati. When you want impact, you want WLW. Good grief, I guess that's true. By the way, by then they were back down to 50,000 watts. Yeah, 1,000-watt KIEM Eureka, California, the voice of the Redwoods, proudly affiliated with Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting. Your bonus for advertising with KIEM, the 600,000 tourists each year who visit our Redwood region. That's kind of nice. 12% of the audience of the nation's third largest market tuned to our long hair music on 1330 KFAC Los Angeles. We had that earlier, didn't we? Hey, wait a minute, though. The third largest market is Los Angeles? I hadn't realized that. It must have grown faster than Chicago after 1950. How about that? Chicago was the number two market. Florida's fastest growing market is covered by WFLA, delivering the big Tampa Bay audience. Yeah, I guess they do. Georgia's largest mail pull station. That's an interesting slogan. WEAS, 10,000 watts at 1010 on your dial in, hey, in Atlanta, Decatur. How about that? A dual ID, meaning Atlanta really hadn't grown. You know, this could go on and on. I love it. Oh, the four national TV networks were ABC, CBS, NBC, and Dumont. Remember that? I guess one of their most successful programs was the weekly Ernie Kovacs program, which ended the week that Ernie Kovacs died in an auto accident in California. And the network went defunct not too long after that. For Historical Moments in Radio, this is John Bowker.
DXAS!
Hello and welcome to another edition of the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti. This time around, a check on some spring season transatlantic DX from New England. Let's get right into it, starting with an easy target on 765 kilohertz, where Senegal has been dominant early in the evening, usually best around local sunset in New England, or 22 to 2300 hours UTC, with African music and announcements in French. If you're wondering, the distorted audio isn't my fault. This is how Senegal usually sounds on 765. In a moment, you'll hear an ID as Radio Diffusion du Senegal International in French. Listen carefully. The announcer says it quickly. Senegal on 765 kilohertz. Sign-off is usually at 0100 UTC. However, Switzerland is also strong on this frequency and tends to become dominant by then. Next up, another interesting North African catch, Morocco on 702 kilohertz. Also heard early in the evening. This is after 2330 UTC with Quranic chants, the signal motorboating over Barcelona, Spain, which is the other station in there, with talk in Spanish. DX is a little difficult on this frequency, but if you listen carefully, you'll hear the Quranic chants.
Welcome.
Sign-off is usually at 2400 hours UTC. Here now with the tail end of the sign-off announcement and anthem, Morocco on 702 kilohertz. The beeps you just heard were from Spain at the top of the hour. We'll keep listening past the anthem. You'll be able to tell when the transmitter is turned off as reception of Spain suddenly becomes clear. It. Barcelona, Spain, now in the clear on 702 kilohertz after Morocco signed off. And another anthem for your collection. As long as we're listening in on Spain, let's go up to the 1143 kilohertz synchronized stations from Spain. Unlike North American radio, some European nations assign frequencies to radio networks. In Spain, networks such as Cadena de Ondas Populares Españolas, which is known by the acronym COPE or COPE, Sociedad Española de Radiodifusión, SER or SER, and Radio Nacional de España, Radio Uno y Radio Cinco, are given exclusive rights to particular frequencies. In many cases, when more than one station carrying the same network on the same frequency are received, an echo is heard caused by the delay in the delivery of audio from one station to another. The results can be dramatic, as you'll hear now on 1143 kilohertz. M43 is the COPE network in Spain, and that's what it sounds like if you're receiving more than one of the COPE stations on 1143 kilohertz. Now let's head north to the Netherlands and Veronica News Radio on 1395 kilohertz, a station that recently has performed well along the North American East Coast. DXers such as Al Merriman in Virginia and Mark Conley in Massachusetts have been receiving this station, which runs continuous adult contemporary hits or light rock through the early morning hours with news breaks at the top of the hour.
Goedemiddag, nacht en avondprogramma van VNR, Veronica News Radio op AM 1395.
The Veronica News Radio AM 1395 ID. Here's another Veronica ID, this time the top of the hour ID at 0100 UTC, going into a news update.
Veronica News Radio.
the warfare of RNG is going to be from Alberta.
That's Veronica News Radio on 1395 kilohertz from the Netherlands. Other popular targets from the Netherlands are Radio 10 Gold, Rock Oldies on 675 kilohertz, and the non-commercial station on 747 kilohertz, which runs at 400 kilowatts of power. Of course, Transatlantic DX isn't the only stuff you can hear between North American domestic frequencies. Many stations in the Caribbean operate on split frequencies, and thus can be easy targets, since they are essentially on clear channels. Here's one for you. Try to identify this anthem. This is the voice of Nevis, Vaughn Radio on 895 kilohertz, signing off. And it's just about time for me to sign off. You know, just because it's spring and the thunderstorms and static are firing up, it doesn't mean the DX season is over. This is the start of the DXpedition season. Time to head out away from the local noise or the shadow of your AM radio market. Find a quiet, undisturbed location, roll out some wire, discover nature, and a whole new realm of DX possibilities. More next time on the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
Before we get into our musings from members, a quick little bit of house cleaning. Our new Muse number is 419-224-1609. That's 419-224-1609. The old number of 228-4199 is going to be our office number only. So for Muses, 419-224-1609. Let's get into our musings from members.
This is Tim Hendel, now in Huntsville, Alabama, with some interesting preliminary observations. It's Sunday at about 11 a.m., and more than half of the stations along the AM dial are carrying church services. In Miami, I would say that absolutely no station carries church services, except maybe one of the black stations. When I was a little kid, this used to be a common thing, but I haven't heard it in years and years. Just an interesting perspective on radio when you move from one place to a very different place. Another interesting observation, there are absolutely no foreign language programs on either AM or FM except 1 hour in Spanish on a religious station here in Huntsville.
This is Tim Hendel responding to John Bauger's question about what we would like to hear. I really enjoyed John's readings from Radio Broadcast Magazine in the April DX audio service, particularly the technical things such as WBAL's new mixing board and transmitter. I'm less interested in the fact that a station moved from such and such an address to another address in a city that I may not even be familiar with. But I very much enjoy these historical articles and would like more of them. As for specific stations, I wonder if, John, in your historic information, you have any information about the startup of WHAM in Rochester. Thank you.
Hi, Jim Snowbarker here. You know, during the band scan this month, we were talking about WOWO from Fort Wayne at 1190, having been heard in Tampa, and I conjectured whether it had reduced its power yet, and I've determined that as of March 21st, when the recording was made, they were still 50 kilowatts, and I don't know when the switch will happen.
Hi, it's Mark Erdman calling from Stevens Point, Wisconsin, on Tuesday, April 9th, and got a couple of pieces of information here for some Midwestern DXers. First, 1290 WKLJ in Sparta has ditched MOR. They're now running the headline news audio, and they're calling themselves K1290, all news, all the time. Also, 1320 WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, they had a fire at their transmitter building about a week ago tonight, and they were silent for a couple of days. It made for some very interesting DXing on the co-channels. And they went back on the air last Thursday night at greatly reduced power.
This is Doug Hunsinger in Pittsburgh with two items, recording this on April the 11th. First, on April 4th, the carrier on 1150, to be followed on the 5th by the return of WGBN New Kensington, PA, with black gospel programming. So 1150's back, and a quick FM note, two stations swap frequencies here at approximately 4 p.m. today, the 11th. 105.9 WAMO moves to 106.7 in Beaver Falls, PA. 106.7 WXDX moves to 105.9. This is Doug Hunsinger checking in from Newport News, Virginia on April 13th. Some Tidewater Radio notes. AM 1110 WCKO has returned to the air with its sole format. 1350 WBSK has dropped its urban adult format in place of Black Gospel. Those of you who might DX that station, that's what you'll get. And that's it from here.
Hello, everyone. The DX Audio Service, Ken Anischuk reporting, here with your 1996 lineup of Major League Baseball stations on radio. And unfortunately, this year I will not be able to get the announcers because I have found no source that would print it, which is a big disappointment to me, but maybe a sign of the times from USA Today and whatever. So I will give you what I have here, and I hope it's as accurate as possible. And if anybody wants to correct me on anything, be glad to give me a call. Okay, in the National League, the New York Mets, for the time being, 660 WFAN, the 23-station network, during the NBA playoffs, maybe we'll go on 1050 or 92.3 where Howard Stern is. We'll see what happens as the time goes on. In the Montreal Expos, in English on 600 CIQC in a 6-station network, in French on 730 CKAC in a 25-station network. Philadelphia Phillies on 1210 WGMP in a 20-station network. The Atlanta Braves, for the most part, on 750 WSB in a monstrous 164-station network. And when the Atlanta Hawks are in the playoffs, look on 680 WCNN as a backup station. In Pittsburgh, the Pirates always have been, always will be, 1020 KDKA and a 51 station network. Cincinnati Reds, one of my 24-hour stations for Major League Baseball here with Joe Nuxall and Marty Brenneman, 700 WLW plus 73 others. The Florida Marlins in English, 560 WQAM and 24 other stations. Spanish, 1210 WCMQ. Chicago Cubs, 720 WGN, 54 station network. This year's announcers, Pat Hughes, Ron Santo regularly, Harry Carey, and Wayne Larrivee part-time. Houston Astros, new outlet, 610 KILT plus 50 station network. Colorado Rockies, 850 KOA plus 54 station network. I think that's Wayne Hagen and Jeff Kingery out there. St. Louis Cards on 1120 KMOX and 120 station network. That should be Mike Shannon and Joe Buck doing the games. San Diego Padres on 760 KFNB and two other stations. L.A. Dodgers, I guess that's Vin Scully's team, 790 KABC and 26 other stations. San Francisco Giants on 680 KNBR and 17 other stations. In the American League, Boston Red Sox, 850 WEEI and 60 other stations. Toronto Blue Jays, English only, 590 CJCL and 45 others on the network. New York Yankees on 770 WABC and 15 station network. Cleveland Indians, the American League champs, on 1220 WKNR and 35 station network. Detroit Tigers, 760 WJR and a 32 station network. Milwaukee Brewers on 620 WTMJ on a 57 station network. Announcers Jim Powell and Bob Uecker. Chicago White Sox on a new outlet, AM1000 WMVP and a 22 station network. Most of the time with John Rooney and Ed Farmer. Dave Wills comes in on Sunday when John Rooney does the CBS games. Baltimore Orioles, 1090 WBAL and 29 station network. Minnesota Twins on 830 WCCO and 59 Station Network. Kansas City Royals 580 WIBW and 106 Station Network. Texas Rangers on 1080 KRLD and a 56 Station Network. Seattle Mariners 710 KIRO and a 30 Station Network. The Oakland A's are on 610 KFRC and an 18 Station Network. And the California Angels on 710 KMPC and a 13 Station Network. And that wraps it up for this issue. Next month I'll be back with some minor league information that ought to help some of you fans across the country. Until then, hope you enjoy the broadcast, and I'll be talking to you again soon. Good DX. Bye-bye.
Before we close out the DX Audio Service, a quick reminder to our new subscribers that if you receive a tape which has been damaged in the mail or is defective in some way, before we can give you a new tape, we have to receive your tape back. So send your tape back and put a little note on it saying what is wrong with it, and we'll take care of it. If you did not receive your DX Audio Service and you're absolutely sure that your subscription did not run out, the only way we can issue you a new tape is if we receive a card or letter or a postal complaint form from you stating that your tape did not arrive. We also ask that you wait until the 10th of the month following the DX Audio Service publishing schedule just to make sure it hasn't been delayed in the mail. Also, members are entitled to one free replacement tape, but after that, you have to pay the $3 replacement rate from the publication center. Requests on voicemail will not be honored, so be sure that you do send a card, letter, or postal complaint form stating that your tape has not arrived. And when you send in your subscription renewal, be sure your check is made payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated. And when we receive your check, we will turn around to you a card, which will be basically a statement of your account, letting you know your new subscription dates, and that we received your check. That way you know your tape got here to the DX Audio Service. And with that, we're going to get out of the DX Audio Service. We're going to leave, and we'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. 73, good DX, and get out there and support radio.